What can St. Matthew teach us today? I think St. Matthew can teach us a lot, especially as a tax collector, as someone who was so intrigued on worldly good, intrigued on letting his identity be based on his job, his success. We can all relate to the conversion of St. Matthew. Matthew, once he recognized the Lord, when he recognized that the Lord called him, and when he recognized that the world, the material riches, and the things that he had worked so hard for never gave him any satisfaction, he left everything behind and followed the Lord. We must ask ourselves too, my brothers and sisters, will we have that courage to rise above what society tells us, the mundane goodness and the things that hold us back? Are we willing to not let society, our job, our wealth, our prestige, our power, or whatever worldly qualities define us? And if we hear the Lord call to conversion, will we leave everything behind to follow him? Will we be a disciple, or will we continue to hold on to the things of this world because they make us pleasurable or happy for a short moment? Matthew left everything and followed the Lord. Matthew loved the Lord. He had the past. All of us had a past, but Matthew had that courage, that humility, that perseverance to follow the Lord until the very end. Will we have the same, my brothers and sisters? This is what I would like to invite you to reflect upon as we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew today. The courage to let go of worldly goods, to let go of our self-worth and our mundane identity that is found in doing our job or doing what the world asks of us, in order to find our true identity in Christ, as beloved sons and daughters of God, as disciple of Christ Jesus, and instrument of the Holy Spirit.